Hey, what's going on? You already know who it is. It's your guy, CT. I am one half of Let the Conversation Begin. My homegirl, Nikki C, she is not here with me. I am actually out of town, and I just have a special quickie for you today, guys. You already know what it is. It's Friday's Living Flowers, and man, oh man, I'm trying to see how I can bring this one home. But before we get started, guys, you already know what I need you to do. I need you to let me know who it is that you want to give some flowers to. If it's your mom's, uncle, brother, whoever, best friend, teacher, you name it, church member, bus driver, anybody, you name it. I want you to send their name and their information to letthconversationbegin@gmail.com. But guys, I want to be honest. I really do not have anybody that I want to give flowers to. Well, let's be honest. I have a lot of people I want to give flowers to. But this Friday, I'm coming to you with a heavy heart. You see, in the past week, I done lost two close people to me. I done lost an uncle. He been battling bone cancer for a while now. And just yesterday, actually Wednesday, you know, my best friend, my very, very first friend that I have ever had in the whole world, he decided to take his own life and just end it. And I'm troubled because, you know, I have a different outtake on life, but it doesn't matter how I feel about life, but how I feel about his life is crazy because he was my best friend, my very, very first friend, a dude that I looked at that was my brother, and it's bothering me. So I want to take this time and talk to you as Let the Conversation Begin listeners. You part of the family. What I want you to do, what I need you to do is go to your closest friends. Go to your closest relative. I need you to give them their flowers. Whoever it is, it doesn't matter. I need you to give them their flowers now. Because what we do as people, we wait until it's too late. Honestly, that's why this whole segment was created, is because we never give people their flowers while they're still alive. And when they pass, when they dead and gone, then we want to give all this praise, like who they were as a person, how great they was and stuff. And I'm saying, I'm tired of doing that. I want to give them to them while they're there. So I don't want you to miss out. Because there's a lot of people in the entertainment industry that is dying, that I really want to give them their flowers, like DMX. I want to give him his flowers, but he's gone. I can't give him his flowers now. But then my uncle and my best friend, my first friend, my brother just passed. Can't give them their flowers now because they gone. Their life, their legacy is cemented. And I don't want you to miss out. So I want you to hear my voice when I say this. I don't care what happened. I don't care if you mad at your uncle. I don't care if you mad at your dad. I don't care if you upset with your mom. I don't care if your friend lied to you. Now you don't want to talk to them no more. I want you to go get it right. I want you to put on your big girl, big boy pants and say, you know what? I'm going to be the bigger man and be the bigger woman. And I'm going to get this right. I don't know if they're going to die tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to die tomorrow. I don't know. But I do know, if my family member, if my friend die, I will have a whole lot of regret. You may think you're not going to have regret because they are here. But it's not going to hit you until they are dead and gone. So what I need for you to do is get it right now. Because you don't want to spend a rest of your lifetime crying, bawling, being hurt, been full of depression because of you should have said this, you should have done that. We only argued because of this. He was only mad at me because of that. I should have tried to call. I should have texted him and stuff. All that stuff doesn't matter when they gone. That's why I want you to do it right freaking now. So when you get done listening to, let the conversation begin with your guy, CT, this morning. I need you to take your phone, pull it out. I need you to call your closest ones, friend or family, and let them know how much you love them. And don't just say, I love it. I want you to express to them how much you love them. Give them their flowers while they are still here. Guys, you already know who it is. It's your guy, CT, man. I just want to say, if you haven't heard it from nobody in a while, I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I love you. Nikki C, love you. All the staff at Let the Conversation Begin, love you, man. Love you, woman. Love you, child. Love you, grown woman, grown man. Whoever you are, love you. And God loves you best. So do it. Do it. And once you get done doing this, I actually want you to come back. Let me know how you feel. Let me know how it changed you. Let me know your viewpoint. And I need you to let me know that by sending that to letthecoversationbegin@gmail.com. Guys, I appreciate y'all so much. Like I said, go out and do it. I promise you, it will change your life. Guys, like I always say, you stick with us, we stick with you. Take care, guys.